You're listening to SBS News.
New Zealanders will soon be allowed to visit New South Wales and the Northern Territory, with Australia to open its international border for the first time since the coronavirus pandemic hit. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has finalised a deal with his New Zealand counterpart Jacinda Ardern, paving the way for flights to restart from October the 16th. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says health officials have assessed people travelling from New Zealand as a low risk of transmitting the disease to Australia.
If they've been in New Zealand for 14 days, they are welcome to come into Sydney, into Darwin. So they're the arrangements. If we may well extend this. We want to open up Australia to the world. This is the first part of it.
Mr. McCormack says people from Pacific Island nations could travel to Australia via New Zealand.
For the Pacific Islands that want to go to New Zealand, be there for a fortnight, they can avail themselves of this opportunity. They can come, they can pick fruit, shear our sheep and fall in love.
But Australians hoping to cross the Tasman will have to wait a little longer, with the New Zealand government not yet comfortable with Australia's infection rates. Meanwhile, Tasmania's Premier Peter Gutwin has announced the state will reopen its borders to states and territories with a low COVID-19 risk on October the 26th. Visitors from South Australia, Western Australia, Queensland, the ACT and Northern Territory will be welcomed to the state without a 14-day quarantine period. At this point, Victoria is not considered safe. The Premier says while the coronavirus situation in New South Wales is looking promising, it will be monitored over the next week. He says low case numbers around the nation have given him confidence.
On Sunday was the best result that I've seen in the country for the last 6 months. We had a low number of cases in Victoria, zero cases in New South Wales.
West Australia is under growing pressure to reopen its borders. Premier Mark McGowan has faced heavy criticism after appearing to use an economic reason for the continued border closures. Federal Finance Minister Matthias Cormann today accused Mr. McGowan of keeping the borders shut for economic protection.
There is no public health reason that is apparent to me on why West Australians should be prevented from engaging freely with South Australia and the Northern Territory.
Victoria has reported two coronavirus deaths, taking the state death toll to 802. There are seven new cases, as Melbourne's 14-day average dropped to 12.8 and the regional figure to 0.2. A cluster of 11 cases at a butcher in Melbourne's Chadstone shopping centre has prompted Premier Daniel Andrews to highlight why it is unsafe to ease restrictions.
If we were to open up now, just as our modelling tells us, then one event, or even a handful of these events, won't be a handful of cases, it'll be many hundreds of cases.
Victorian authorities have promised the state's hotel quarantine program has been improved and is ready for international arrivals to resume. Corrections Victoria took over the running of the scheme in late June. Commissioner Emma Casser says the program, which an inquiry has heard was responsible for the state's second wave of COVID-19 infections, has been overhauled.
We have reviewed and updated all the standards that have a basis within infection control. So things like cleaning standards, waste standards, linen standards, food standards, and all those activities that, you know, are the foundation of how we can stop the virus spreading.
New South Wales has recorded 7 days without a single locally transmitted case of COVID-19. Four new cases of coronavirus have been diagnosed, however, all of them returned travellers in hotel quarantine. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says residents need to continue practicing good hygiene.
And we know that because of the school holidays and because of the easing of restrictions on the Victorian border, that there is more mobility and activity in our state than has occurred for at least the last 6 months. And whilst it's a pleasing result, I would be the last one to be complacent.
Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has announced New South Wales residents will soon be able to travel to the Sunshine State without quarantining if there is no community transmission. She says the border will reopen on November the 1st, the day after Queenslanders head to the polls. Queensland has confirmed it has two new coronavirus cases, both of them in hotel quarantine. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says the pair was scheduled to board a vessel.
Although they're being managed very well and as per protocols, we can't stop the virus totally from entering Queensland. We know that, so that's why it's so important that if anyone has any symptoms, no matter how unlikely you think it might be COVID, it could be.
The state has announced public gatherings of up to 40 will be permitted from November the 1st. From 4 p.m. today, patrons were able to stand up at a pub or restaurant to drink, so long as they stand apart. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk.
You will be able to stand up inside and outside, whether it's a cafe, restaurant or a bar, and have a drink. Now, there's only one proviso. We want people to make sure that they are keeping up with their social distancing.
In the ACT, it's been more than 12 weeks since that territory had its last confirmed case of COVID-19, meaning larger gatherings are permitted from next week. Today, Chief Minister Andrew Barr said the future was still uncertain until a vaccine becomes available.
Going back to normal, the way things were before COVID, is not possible. But taking these important steps forward is possible. And the process that we've had in place of regular checkpoints, an expert assessment, and then an announcement of a decision to move forward has served this community well.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.